نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ قالوا اللهم إن كان هذا هو الحق من عندك فأمطر علينا حجارة من السماء أو ائتنا بعذاب أليم. وما كان الله ليعذبهم وأنت فيهم، وما كان الله معذبهم وهم يستغفرون. صدق الله العظيم. Last night in the Tarawih prayers, if we were alert, if we were awake, and we were not fast asleep when the huffaz were reading, then we would have heard this verse of the Quran Sharif. Why I say this is, many a times the only thing we remember is Allahu Akbar that we made at the beginning. And when the Imam Sahib says Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullah, then we get up. Once there was a little bit of doubt in the Salat, whether it was 3 rakats or 4 rakats. And sometimes it happens that everybody gets into a doubt because everybody else remains silent. So this person also, who was certain that it's 3 rakats, but he too remained silent. So like that, there was a doubt. But one person was very certain. He told the Imam Sahib, "No, I'm certain that you only read 3 rakats and made salam. Supposed to be 4. She said, "How are you so certain? Everybody else seems to be in a doubt." He said, "Well, I have 4 shops. So first rakat Allahu Akbar, then I go to one shop. What I have to do there after namaz, what stocks have to be purchased, what has to be sold. Then I go in the second rakat to the second shop, third rakat to the third shop. Before I could complete the 4th shop, the Imam Sahib made salam, so definitely made 3. So if that was not our condition, then we would have heard this verse of the Quran Sharif. The kuffar in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we all know that when he conveyed the message, then there was persecution, there was torture, there was suppression, there was all kinds of opposition to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's message. And finally they decided to assassinate Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Now it's a long history, there's no time to go into history. But finally they had decided that that's what they should do. And Shaitan came in the shape and form of an old Najdi person, and he gave this view that instead of banishing him, instead of imprisoning him, the best thing to do is to assassinate him and get one person from all the different tribes, one person each from each tribe, one person from each tribe, and then all attack him at one time. So the blame also won't come on one person. Na'uzu billah, this was their planning. In the meantime, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had his plan. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was informed by Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. And that night, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam read a few ayat of the Quran Sharif, blew on some sand and threw the sand towards them. They all were blinded to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam leaving the house. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala was left behind to return the amanat of the people. Now that's history, which inshallah we'll, some other time we'll discuss. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says in this verse that these kuffar, they said, Allahumma in kana haza huwa al-haq, that this Quran Sharif, this kalam of Allah, if it is haq, if it is the truth, then rain upon us, فَأَمْتِرْ عَلَيْنَا حِجَارَةً مِنَ السَّمَاءِ, then rain upon us a shower of stones from the skies. Now they are asking for azab of Allah Ta'ala. They say that if this is haq, then let one shower of stones come above, pouring upon us from the skies, or give us some very grievous penalty and punishment, grievous azab. And yet they knew that this was the kalam of Allah Ta'ala. Nobody could match it. all the oratory and all the eloquence and all the mastery that they had over poetry, but they could not match and produce one ayat of the Quran Sharif. But this was due to, as I've said, that it is due to the jealousy that the people have, that they're going to lose, or the pride, that they're going to lose their position of honor. Now these were leaders of the Quraysh, so they felt that if Rasulullah's message has to be accepted, then we will lose our position. So due to that, they opposed him. So now they are testing, and they say, well, if you are saying that Allah Ta'ala will send azab, so then we making dua ourselves, that, oh Allah, send down shower of stones. And this is exactly what many people do. When the haqq is conveyed, when the truth is told, and if a person has to be told that if you are not going to obey, if you are going to disobey Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then fear the azab or the punishment of Allah Ta'ala. So many respond that where is that punishment? For so long I'm committing that sin. There's no azab coming. Where is that azab that you talk about? And this has been the attitude of the kuffar all along, right from the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, that they asked that the azab must come immediately, come immediately. But Allah Ta'ala does not just listen to people and send down azab willy-nilly. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala got His wisdom. Allah Ta'ala knows when to send the azab. So Allah Ta'ala is very, very merciful. The sending of those prophets itself is a mercy. And the greatest of all Nabis, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was given the title Rahmatul Lil Alameen. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does not just send azab just because they said send down the rain of stones, so Allah Ta'ala will send it down. Now Allah Ta'ala says that why is He not doing that? He can send it down and immediately He could have destroyed them like He destroyed the nations of the past when they rejected the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and those Anbiya made dua. Allah Ta'ala could have done the same thing. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ. Allah Ta'ala was not going to send an azab upon them whilst you are amongst them. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's being amongst them was a rahmat for them. Although they were kuffar, although they were mushrikeen, they did not believe in Allah Ta'ala. They rejected Allah Ta'ala. They rejected the greatest of all messengers. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, you're being there, we are not going to send down the azab. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam being amongst them was a great rahmat. Therefore, Ali radiallahu ta'ala is reported to have said that there were two things of protection for the people. Amanani min azabillah. Two things that protected the people from the azab of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. One is the Nabi of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala being amongst them, and the other is making istighfar. And that is taken from this same ayat in which Allah Ta'ala says that Allah was not going to send azab upon them. Just because you said send down the azab, so Allah Ta'ala was not going to rain down the stones and destroy the whole ummah. Here what we are referring to is the complete destruction. Here and there a little bit of azab coming is different. Some individuals, a small group, a small jamaat of people, but here we are referring to the complete destruction. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his being amongst them and his duas, so Allah Ta'ala did not send down azab which completely destroyed the whole nation. And the other one is Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Allah Ta'ala was not going to send down his azab, He was not going to punish them, He was not going to destroy them, even though they are saying, send down shower of stones upon us. Whereas they are making istighfar. Now Allah Ta'ala is saying that these people are making some kind of istighfar. Therefore that punishment is not coming of complete destruction. Let us take a lesson from there. That they are kuffar. They are not even believers in Allah Ta'ala. But those kuffar also used to make tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's time, they used to make tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif and they used to also say Ghufranak, Ghufranak, forgive us, forgive us. They're asking Allah for His forgiveness. So whatever they understood, but the fact is that they were making some kind of istighfar, they were seeking some kind of forgiveness, although they didn't believe in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi, he says, إِذَا كَانَ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ يَنْفَعُ الْكُفَّارِ فَكَيْفَ لَا يُفِيدُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الْأَبْرَارِ. That when istighfar is of benefit to those who are kuffar, those who are not even believers, but if they make istighfar, whether they are Christians or they are Jews or whoever they may be, but if they are making istighfar, oh our Lord, forgive us. Now, whoever they consider Lord, but the fact is that they are asking for some kind of forgiveness. So like that, these kuffar, if this istighfar that they were making, Ghufranak, Ghufranak, if that can be of benefit to them, that Allah Ta'ala is not sending down His punishment and destroying them totally, then how can it ever be that a Muslim, a mu'min, a believer in Allah Ta'ala, if he makes istighfar from his tawbah, from his sins, he expresses great amount of remorse and regret and shame over those sins. He does not brag about those sins. He does not advertise his sins. He does not go and look for newspaper photographers to go and advertise his sins, that this Mr. So-and-so is being seen at this cinema and at this theater and at this rave club and at this gambling den. Not long ago there was one picture in the newspaper of a Muslim that was sitting in some casino, and it was titled that this person is in very pensive mood. I remember that word pensive, I didn't even know the meaning until then. That he was in deep thought and reflection, that now what must he put there, what which chip must he serve. So the person who is a Muslim and a believer, he is making istighfar, he is not proud, he is repenting. Mera har khata pe rona yahi hai meri talafi. Mera har khata pe rona yahi hai meri talafi. Teri rahmaton ka sadqa mera jurm afu karna. My crying over every sin of mine, that is my recompensation. What else can I do, my Allah? I am weak. I am a human being. I try, but I fail. I have committed these sins. I am ashamed of my sins. And therefore, I am tearing over the sins of mine. So then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, out of His ihsan and kindness, will forgive. But if those sins are related to man, if they involve the huququl ibad, then we must not be satisfied with just astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. The rights of those people have to be fulfilled. Whatever are dues, it has to be returned. But in any case, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's being amongst them was one of the means of protection, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala did not destroy them. Allah ta'ala did not destroy them totally. And the other one was the istighfar. So the lesson that we learn from there is that if a person, what's happening? If a person or a computer, if a person or a community or a people, they make plenty of istighfar, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala delays the punishment and the azab coming upon that community. And also if you look at the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then all those promises which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has made, all those promises that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has made, all the promises that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has made to those people who have got taqwa, those same promises Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has made to those people who sincerely repent. Our repentance is more or less a joke. that it is just lip service, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. The person must make istighfar deep-hearted. He must truly believe that he is a sinful person and is seeking forgiveness from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So then the same promises are made. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. The person who adopts taqwa, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will definitely, most certainly find a way out for him in his problems, and he will provide for him risk and sustenance from those places which he did not even dream of. He had no hope that it is going to come from a certain source. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala provides. And that same promise which Allah ta'ala makes on taqwa, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, man lazim al istighfar, the person who makes plenty of istighfar, makes it a habit, he makes plenty of istighfar and tawbah over his sins, then the same promises Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will fulfill. The same thing, he'll find a way out for him in his problems and provide for him risk and sustenance from sources. And that is exactly what the whole of mankind is in search of today. Solution to problems, solution to problems. That's a solution to problems. May Allah Ta'ala give me, give you, and the entire ummah the tawfiq of amal. There are other tafsirs also of this ayat, but this is one which is relevant to all of us, that we can all make istighfar tawbah, sincere tawbah. And this is month of Ramadan, that's what it is for. Turn towards Allah Ta'ala, make rujoo ila Allah. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.